This is Dr. Tabrez returning addendum Nora Bisha Rebecca North. Rebecca North, her date of birth is 7/4/73. She was here for a colonoscopy today for a person she called following weight loss. She had the colonoscopy was done, but patient history as well as chronic constipation. She'd been taking lenses, which is not really helping much, that she told me before the colonoscopy. So colonoscopy was done, which revealed the poorly prepped colon. It was all the scope could be only pushed up to the distal sigmoid colon, and solid distals was noted. Multiple irrigation attempts was done, could not be completed. So after the procedure, when the patient came out, woke up, I told the patient that reviewed the colonoscopy report with her. But I also told her that probably next time, which we need to do, a week before, take a bottle of magnesium, a bottle of milk of magnesia a week before, and then take some stool softeners and also soft food, including like soft food only. First of all, take a milk of magnesia bottle, 1 to 2 bottles, to have adequate bowel movement, and then to be on the soft food. Avoid any raw vegetables, fruits, vegetable seeds, nuts, corn, popcorns, and trail mix, etc. And try to avoid any red meat, fried food, a few days before the colonoscopy, soft food including cream of wheat, egg white, chicken, fish, fruit smoothies, guacamole, etc. And then in the meantime, continue taking lenses. So I told her to patient that she started the repeat prep. Then she will be adequately prepped for the colonoscopy. If that's impossible, then I would recommend the patient to get admitted to the hospital and the colonoscopy done in the hospital, where she would get the prep, maybe via the nasogastric tube, colonoscopy prep, and etc. And then inpatient colonoscopy prep for the colonoscopy. That's what I would strongly recommend. And that she will be called from the office to have a colonoscopy scheduled. End of dictation. This is the dental patient, Rebecca North. Thanks.